timing wasn't right. And you know, I think when you deal with certain projects, it just really has to be special. Like when me and Jeezy made Trap or Die, the first one in 05, like that was a very special moment in hip hop, you know what I mean? And I just, on my side, you know, if we're gonna do it and we're really gonna do it, like, you know, it was a lot to live up to, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to do it right and everything. And much respect to those guys, you know what I mean, Cannon and Jeezy for the tape and you know what they did. Me personally, I don't know if it should have been called Trap or Die, you know what I'm saying? Trap or Die 2, excuse me. I think, you know, when you think of Trap or Die,
you think of
drama's part of that conversation. Even at the end of the year, when it all breaks down, when we talk about mixtapes, when we talk about 2010, even when we talk about Trap or Die 2, you have to talk about me in that conversation. And that's no, you know, that's no shots, no diss, or nothing. It's just truth.
But you know what? No matter what, people still always affiliate you and Don Cannon.
Of course. With each other. And that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? And the same with me and Jeezy. You know what I mean? Right. We came up together. So we're always going to have that affiliation. And it is what it is. I'm really glad that, you know, at the end of the year last year, I got to do what I got to do with Jeezy on the radio, and Gucci was a part of it and called in and everything. You know,
yeah, that took a while for that to happen. Everybody was really happy.
I think it was necessary because a lot of people's livelihoods and, you know, a lot of people's just, you know, relationships and friendships was involved.
And it's,
you know,
bad for hip hop for kids to see that, and then you got to choose sides. Why can't you just like everybody, you know?
I'm gonna tell you a deep story. I never told this on radio, but you know, somebody came to me out of those camps and said, you know, it was really good that happened because, you know, there's a security guard on one side and a security guard on another side, and their kids go to school together. And when they're in school, they don't fuck with each other. Based upon that, I said, damn, that shit goes deep. You know what I mean?
It affects
a lot of people. It affects a lot of people. The DJs was happy because, you know, then it was free reign to play the music in Atlanta. It just created a better environment.
Yeah, you know I mean? Heard. I'll tell you when we come back. Shade 45.